stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm trying to replicate Bing Crosby's voice and it's not working. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are here this morning with a friend from the Pensacola Little Theater, Topher Warren, who is the head of the director of education at the theater. He's always my go-to guy, willing to come in and talk about the shows and what's happening. Got a show opening this weekend. He picked that song, and the minute we played it, both of us went, oh, Bing's
just,
voice.
Just such a good voice.
Right? It's so...
You can pick it out anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just... fantastic. So that's a little treat for the Bing Crosby classic Christmas album with him and the Santa hat on the front.
Yeah.
I think everyone grew up with that at some point, I hope. So, okay. So, O Holy Night, one of your favorites.
Yeah, just a classic. Yeah. That, you know, I grew up listening to. And just like you said, I can picture that album on vinyl. Just, it's so good.
I know. That's what we tell our age, right?
Yeah.
And you're younger than me, too. So that makes me feel better. Well, we've got lots happening at Pensacola Little Theater, as always. And I'm so excited you could come in because this month is flying by, and the Christmas show is opening this weekend.
It does. It feels like it just started.
I know. I just saw the auditions for it, and I'm like, oh my God, they're opening already.
Yeah, it's completely weird. We're doing It's a Wonderful Life, mm-hmm. But something that an audience member might not understand what we're doing is it's also called a radio play.
And
so it's very different than just coming to see a show of It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. The story takes place in the late 1940s, so it's right post-World War II, where... everyone is looking forward to these radio shows because
it's
the entertainment industry that just started and started booming.
Pre-TV. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
And so what we do is with this cast specifically is we have seven cast members that are taught the roles of, you know, we have Bailey still. We still have all these iconic characters from It's a Wonderful Life.
You'll know everybody.
Absolutely. But they're all taking place of reading the story in a recording studio, very much like what we're in right now.
Yeah.
And all the actors are in charge of playing either one or multiple characters with distinguished different voices. They do all the sound effects live right in front of you.
The clip-clop of horses and all
that. A little wind mill that happens that makes the wind noises. It is so interesting and so cool of an experience. And for an audience member, it brings you back just to that time period, but also you get to see what it's kind of like from what we're doing right now, seeing that. So it's
a little kind of a spin back in the right now. We're all intrigued with AI, right? So this was radio AI.
Yes, very much radio.
This is where radio would create in your mind these worlds. And when you listen to, I love listening to old time radio because you can still get recordings from some of the theater, the old playhouses on the radio and stuff, and the mystery theater and things like that. So this is an homage to that era.
Yeah, very much so, I think. And it's the radio play. There's a couple different versions of there's the 1940s radio hour that happened and things like that are iconic stories, but this isn't a typical play that you would go to see in a theater, which I think is unique and different for anyone who loves coming to see the theater.
This
is a very unique kind of show.
Well, there's some singing too. They do a little
in that. We have Ginger Caro on the keys for that, which it's not originally written like a musical, but
really?
She's offered her incredible skills to be able to come and play, and
it's
just elevated the show even that much more.
Oh, how fun.
And so it's under the direction this year. We have two directors. We have Kathy Holsworth, our artistic director.
Right.
And then we have a brand new director who's been, I say brand new, but she's been around helping out with our as an assistant director and helping out on our artistic committee, Lindsay Von Kruger.
Okay.
And so they're both tag
team. Didn't she do the Foo Foo Fest show? Was she the director of that?
No, it was Ashley for this
show. Oh, Ashley, okay.
But she's worked in Legally Blonde. She played Paulette in
Blonde.
So,
that's right.
She's no newbie to the stage whatsoever. She's a well-known Pensacola person that helps out.
Excellent. Okay, well, we need to tell everybody, when is the show?
Yeah, so we open this Friday, which is December the 12th.
Yes, okay. December the 12th.
I should know dates by now.
I should pull these up too.
Yeah, December 12th. We open this Friday. So Friday and Saturday, we have a 7:30 performance. And then on Sunday, we have a 2:30. And then next weekend, we have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday show. But the Thursday night show is half off price tickets, which is
great.
If it's the holiday season, we know you're buying gifts. And it can get expensive coming to see a theater. But it's an opportunity to come get some half price tickets. And we have, like I said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday's going to be at 2:30 for the matinee.
Okay. Is this a family-friendly show?
It is a complete family-friendly show. It is. It has those themes of, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, of, mm-hmm. you know, the inner turmoil and understanding what Christmas is all about and family and love. But it's definitely a family-friendly show that anyone can come and enjoy.
Well, that's always so important, especially yeah. this time of year. So you can dress everybody up, put a couple Santa hats on, come into the theater and have the whole experience.
Yes.
Which is really fun. We're talking with Topher Warren. He is with Pensacola Little Theater, all about It's a Wonderful Life this weekend. Not showing the movie, because that has been done
before.
That
has been done before, yes.
But this is the radio play of the movie, I guess?
Oh, yeah, based on the movie, yeah.
So you're going to see all your favorite, the Jimmy Stewart character. Do we have a good Jimmy Stewart?
We have he's brand new to us here, too. And oh. I know him personally from over in Destin area of performing uh-huh. with Emerald Coast Theater Company, but this cast is stacked. It's a really, really fun cast.
I really love it. So where do you go to get tickets?
Yes, we have a couple options. First one is going to be obviously visiting PensacolaLittleTheater.com. That's going to be the easiest way to just, right as soon as you get to that little Dropbox tab, you're just going to hit get involved or get those tickets and you'll be able to see every show. The other one is you can contact Tucker O'Connor, who is our new patron services coordinator.
I know Tucker.
Tucker is an old dear friend of mine.
Yeah, he's been involved with the theater for many years.
Ever. And he is our new patron services coordinator, and he would be more than happy to help by giving us a call at 850-432-2042. And lastly, if you like doing that more face-to-face buying tickets, Tucker's in our box office from noon to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Come give him. You can't miss him. You know, he's right. As soon as you walk in the building,
so
he's right there.
Yeah, he's so shy. He's a performer.
He
was in the recent show, too.
Yeah, he was just in Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah, he was very, which was, by the way, fabulous. Topher directed that.
I appreciate it.
It was so good. Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
A fun one.
Gavin playing the lead just...
He's incredible.
Blew me away. Yeah. Just was really something. So they do high quality theater at the Pensacola Little Theater, and that's what's so special about it. Sometimes you think of community theater and you have images of barns and back which is fine because it's
sure.
at least still theater. However, the Pensacola Little Theater, I think, for an all-volunteer theater is certainly very professional. And they have professionals that are on the staff that are professionals in the theater, technical professionals.
Yeah.
And people like you who are their education director and teaching the classes and all the different things, so that the shows are fully supported with costumes, with lighting, with all of the direction and the music and the sound. So as an actor, you come in... And you just get to act.
You just play.
Play. You do have to help build sets, though.
Sure.
Just a little caveat
the community
there.
Theater part is still very much
You're still
there.
You're still there, very much there. So we're going to come back with Topher, because as the director of education, maybe you've been thinking, oh, I'd like to get back to the theater. Or maybe you have that child that you think, okay, I'm going to finally give in. I really need to get them into an acting class or a singing class or something like that. So we're going to come back in a couple minutes to talk about that, all about the Pensacola Little Theater. And if you've got a question for Topher, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in the Pensacola Little Theater in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Topher Warren. He is the education director at the Pensacola Little Theater, which is located in downtown Pensacola. You can't miss it at the Clark Cultural Center. So just want to make sure people knew where it was in case someone's new to the area.
Big white building downtown. You really can't miss
it. You can't miss it. And we've got a great show coming up this weekend. You want to tell us a little again about that in case someone just joined us?
Yes, we have. It's called It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play. And so it is based in the late 1940s, post-World War II, when the rise of the radio entertainment industry was happening. And it's a group of, I guess, thespians, you could say, that are retelling the story of It's a Wonderful Life, but it's happening all on stage right in front of you as a radio show, where they're doing all their own props, all their own sound effects. They're doing all the multiple different characters. You get to see actors throw their voices in different ways to portray the different characters, all while portraying the exact same classic story of It's a Wonderful Life.
I love this. I cannot wait to see it. So when is it?
So we open this Friday on December the 12th, and we open all the way up until next weekend. So on the Fridays and Saturdays, we have a 7:30 performance. On Sundays, we have a 2:30 matinee. And what's really special is next Thursday, we have a half-price ticket night. And so it's always called the industry night. So it's an opportunity for people to come and get half-price tickets, making it a little more accessible to see as much theater as you possibly can.
Well, everybody's on a budget these days.
Exactly.
And if you want to bring the kids, you can afford to do it on Thursday night. And the shows, every show is always a great show.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay. Well, sometimes you have to get a little bit of education to be able to do these shows.
It
so let's talk about the Academy and all that you're getting ready for 2026.
Yes. We have a ton of different classes that we offer at Pensacola Little Theater. We start at age 4 and work our way all the way up to adult. I always love saying that.
No,
at
you know at age 4 who that little child is that needs to be on stage.
It was me.
It was me.
So, from age 4 until age 6, 7, depending around that area, we have a class called Stage Sprouts, which is really just we're growing ourselves as individuals. We're learning about the fundamentals of theater, understanding what are masks and how does that work, what is a character, how do we move our bodies as characters, and so it's very fundamental. Mm-hmm. In elementary school, from 2nd to 5th grade, we have an acting for kids class, which is all non-musical theater based. We have
right.
a musical theater for kids class, which is all musical theater based. And then this semester, we're offering a brand new class called musical theater movement. So it's not a dance class, because we have an amazing dance studio up on our 3rd floor of our building for the students that want to learn more the hardcore dance and learning dance
right.
technique.
Right.
But it's an introduction to how does our body move to beat mm-hmm. and learning rhythm and kind of accessing that part of the musical theater part
that's
of
your my
body.
Class right there.
Me too, as a non-dancer but a mover, that's my thing right there.
I went to an agent when and was analyzed in New York, and after I did my audition and everything, and they said, well, you can act, so they got point check mark for that, so that was good. You can sing, which is not your singer. You can sing, which was okay, I can hold a note. And then the third one was, and you move well.
Listen, I'll take it.
I wasn't a dancer, but I move well. So
there,
this is a move well class.
For me out
there. Yes, there's a move well class. I love it. Love it, love it. What else have you got going?
We have middle school classes. So we have an acting for teens and improv for teens, as well as our high school.
Yes. Yeah, so talk about improv. Maybe someone doesn't understand what that means. What is improvisation?
Yeah, so improvisation is unscripted theater. So literally everything you do in your entire daily life is all improv. Like, what shoe do you put on first when you wake up? You don't know. You just kind of figure it out, unless you're really attentive to that. But it's
and there are those folks.
But it's all unscripted, and so you can get a suggestion or a word or a prompt, and you just kind of start riffing with one another mm-hmm. and start just let a scene happen organically while focusing less on asking questions but more making strong statements.
Requires a lot of listening.
It does. It's a lot of talking and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
learning
much fun.
To just go with the flow, because your scene partner might give you something and it's like, I didn't think of
well,
that.
Well, we're improvising right now.
Everything we do is improv. That's why I love it so much. Like, your right. life is just improv.
That's right. That's right.
And then we have a high school.
Is that
school.
An adult class or is that a kids class? Or
that one's a teen class. We okay. have a high school and a middle school version, mm-hmm. Which is great. And then we have a musical theater audition techniques class, which Ooh. Is all about building a repertoire, learning about different genres of musical theater music, like Sondheim, Golden Age, Silver Age, modern day music.
Right.
And learning how to kind of build a repertoire book. So if you are interested in auditioning for a production at your school or at PLT or mm-hmm. any future theater, you have kind of a small arsenal in your back pocket that's ready to go of, oh, we're doing Fiddler on the Roof. I need to have something that's Golden Age. Or,
right.
oh, we're doing, you know, Hamilton, the teen edition just came out right, now. Right. So it's like, I got to think of something hip hop.
Different
and so,
age from Fiddler.
Very,
yeah.
very different age.
Wow. Okay.
And then we offered that class and an acting for adults class for our adult teachers
oh,
that are
nice.
18 and older after high school.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So typically, what are the costs of the classes, or how is there a structure to it? Or
it is. Some of our classes are 8 weeks long, so that's kind of
okay.
our Stage Sprouts. We have a couple others that are like 8 week long, and those run for $250. Anything that's 11 to 12 weeks is going to run between $350 and $400, depending on the style of the class.
Mm-hmm.
What's really
is that for the whole course?
For the whole entire class.
Oh, so it's not per week. That's
no, no, no.
Whole,
it's $400 for the whole semester.
Reasonable.
Yeah, we try
yeah.
to make it very reasonable. And what even I love that we implicate at PLT is we understand that, you know, $400 can be a lot of money for
yeah.
some people. And we offer not only an amazing scholarship opportunity. So I will say this even on the air right now, we are still open for scholarships for the spring semester right now. And so
okay.
if that's something that interests you, on our website, you can look at tuition assistance, and we offer half and full scholarships that will cover the entire tuition of that class. But if a scholarship isn't in the works right now, we also offer payment plans at zero interest. And so it's really just make a $50
nice.
Deposit that can get you in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with you to kind of get the rest of that payment spread out throughout the whole semester. So it's not just one giant lump sum that's kind of weighing over your head.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That
yeah.
does make it affordable. So that's really good. So your definition of spring classes, when do they start and end?
Yes, we start in January and we end, our 8 week classes end like mid March, right before Skamania County spring break.
Okay.
And then our 12 week classes end around mid April.
Okay. So if I wanted to sign up, where do I go and
yeah.
how do I do that?
So PensacolaLittleTheater.com/classes. And that's going to take you to a list of every single one of our classes, who's teaching that class, the cost of that class, even a little blurb that kind of gives you a little more detail even than I'm giving
right,
about
okay.
what to expect from this class.
Okay.
And the great part is at the end of every single class is we offer a education showcase. And so it's meant to be just a small little showcase, but it is an opportunity for those students to be able to show family and friends that want to come see, hey, here's what I've been working on for the past 8,
I love
12
it.
Weeks. Do you want to just come see the growth?
Well, you got to have that audience exposure at some point. So I love that. And I'm thinking if you wanted to do that, you just go right online and you can, do you have to audition for any of the classes?
No. So the classes are all non-audition oriented. So it's literally, if it's your first time, if you've even just thought about maybe I want to get involved in the theater, but I don't know how, a class is a great option because it's low pressure, very fundamental. We're working on the basics here and growing at your pace.
I cannot tell you, Topher, how many adults I've come in, you know, run into friends of mine that have said, yeah, they'll come see a show or something. And then they'll say, I did it when I was in, you know, grade school or high school. I love the theater. And then I got married and we started to work and I have kids. And now they're in that stage where they could actually come back to it. But they, I don't know if I should. I said, take a class.
Right.
Just take a class. Get your feet wet. You know, just have fun. And do it for fun.
The great part about that I've implicated as education director is all of the instructors for all of our classes are people that work in the industry. So it's not just, you know, random, you know, Sally Sue from down the street, but it's someone that's been, that either works at PLT that is implicated and worked in a lot of different productions like myself, or it's people who, like Mary Hussar, who teaches our adult acting class, who's came here. She's a SAG actress who is working in film and television, who's not retired, but just wanted a little slower pace now back in Pensacola. And
right.
This is an opportunity for her to be able to teach while she still works on her own craft.
Okay. Well. What's the website again?
PensacolaLittleTheater.com/classes.
Okay. We're going to come back with Topher in just a few minutes. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, we'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. I'm so happy that Topher Warren could take the time out to come in and join us this morning. He's the director of education at the Pensacola Little Theater. Lots going on. We do have the big show this weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe just real quick, the times, dates.
Absolutely. Yes, we have It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play edition. So it's 1940s style. It's going to be the entire story of It's a Wonderful Life, where the actors are playing all the different characters, all the sound effects, everything happens live on stage right in front of you. We open this Friday, and we are open Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Our Friday productions and Saturday productions are at 7:30 p.m. Sundays are a 2:30 matinee. You can get your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Okay, this is exciting because this is new, coming up for New Year's.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
All right, so we have myself and one of my students' parents that we just had this grand idea of the big musical that kids are into right now on Netflix is K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh my and gosh, if I haven't heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
They're all over K-pop. The Macy's Day Parade. It's everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
But we are taking this idea of, you know, New Year's Eve is happening on a Wednesday this year. Mm-hmm. Downtown Pensacola gets chaotic and crazy. What's an opportunity that we can have some families to have a chance to do New Year's Eve together?
Oh,
and so
yeah.
We are having an early New Year's Eve party on Monday, December the 29th.
Oh my goodness.
From 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at 511 on Palafox.
Okay.
Not at Pensacola Little Theater, but at 511 on Palafox.
Okay.
And tickets basically are, we have a general admission and a VIP ticket that you can purchase for. Right now, they're running an early bird special, so they're 25% off. So it's $30 for a general admission, $60 for a VIP. But we have face painting and permanent jewelry and—
Will there be New Year's Eve kind of stuff, like blow horns?
Absolutely. We have an instructor that's coming to teach a choreographed dance of something from K-pop Demon Hunter.
No.
They'll come in.
And
this isn't meant to be just a, you know, hey, your kid wants to do this, come drop your child off and then go enjoy. But no, this is for the whole family to come and enjoy. 5-Eleven will be having some craft cocktails that are made for them. So it's a fun opportunity for the whole family to come out and
enjoy.
Where
do I get the tickets for that?
Yep, so those are still at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Just look up K-pop Demon Hunters Early New Year's Eve Party.
Okay, so much to talk about. The show this weekend, K-pop event. We've got the bars open now.
Bar is open down the rooftop Thursdays through Sundays at around
rooftop
4 o'clock
bar.
All the way up. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Okay, thanks, Topher, for coming in. And
thank
again, that website one more time.
PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
All right, whatever you're doing in life, break a leg. This has been Pep Talk. Thanks for listening.